Hey guys, welcome back to Marketing Food Online. It's Damien, and I hope you guys are having a great day. So today, I'm going to give you the five keys to a successful catering job off-premise. These are going to be events and different types of gatherings that are not going to be within a facility that you operate, but they're going to be off-premise. So let's get right into
Brazel.
It.
What do you mean?
Okay, guys. All right. So let's get into the five keys of success when it comes to catering an event that is off-premise, where you're going to potentially be going into either some type of a park, some type of a corporate setting, anywhere where you're located outside of your own facility or your own kitchen, potentially even your own bakery, whatever it may be. If you're offering catering services, this is much of what we did. We did all of our catering from our Italian bakery. We did it actually at the destination that these different companies were going to have their event. So from experience, I definitely learned that there is a lot to know about how to make it a success. And of course, it's really going to boil down to trial and error. And of course, you need to just be patient with yourself.
What's happening?
And then move forward and keep learning from every single experience. So let's get right into it. So the one thing you need to be ready for right off the bat, as most caterers would call it, is those inevitable surprises. You know, the things that happen that you're not necessarily planning for. If it happens to be a discrepancy with the menu item, if it's a part that you're cooking. For instance, as an example, there's a lot of events where people prefer kosher products, kosher items. If you happen to realize that the food that was purchased or picked up for the event was not a kosher item, you need to figure out a way to, you know, potentially go to a local venue, even grocery store or a restaurant supply store, and make sure that you've got those on hand to ensure that the guests are getting what they paid for. These types of things pop up from time to time, and of course, you just kind of have to be ready for them. Don't necessarily expect them and look forward for them, but things do happen.
You know,
stay focused on the plan at hand and stick to what you've already created and what you have in mind.
Oh my gosh,
yes,
girl. But we were just in mind that like does yesterday.
Potentially things do happen. So,
yeah, I know. She came running up. I just started editing this podcast. And she goes, Razel's
sure
here.
That
and I'm
things
like,
pop up. You have the ability to
for
make
what?
Decisions to make sure the
insurance
runs smooth.
I said, wonderful.
Overall. So,
thanks.
Kind of understanding that surprises will happen is definitely.
Your homeowner, so I can match it.
So, the next thing, number two.
Okay,
you need to understand that there's going to be customers or clients,
have the
there's going to be situations that come up where they're going to lose their temper or they'll get angry or they'll potentially get mad because something wasn't put in the right place. Something wasn't cooked properly.
Okay,
and sometimes
so
they, as a client or customer, aren't always going to keep a level head about the situation. So what you want to do is you definitely want to keep that in mind.
Why on my phone?
Okay, so as I was mentioned, you're going to have that potential customer or client that's going to lose their ticket.
We pay $111 every month for the 2 years.
You're overseeing this.
It's standard coverage.
The show
whatever
that you basically
minimum
collected.
There's no that and the homeowner's policy.
Basically,
the
be there for the customer.
You have to look up the
and if something
volume,
pops up, then you pretty much tell them, you know what, look, I'll take care of it. We've got it. You know, you got to understand that stressful situations do come up at any
time.
No,
I don't get a nationwide bill every month.
That's a no brainer.
That's escrow account.
But more so when it comes to events that are being catered, because you're kind of in the thick of it.
Closing documents,
that event that's going, it's actually happening. It's unfolding as you're there. You got
to
make sure that everything is running.
I can give you some numbers and give you an idea of what the coverage is, and you can.
Okay. And from time to time, you're going to come across clients, as I've experienced before, who have a tendency to not necessarily keep their temper in check. But you keeping a level head, keeping yourself cool and calm, brings an understanding to the event and to the situation that will kind of reciprocate that client will kind of maybe calm down and understand, you know what, this guy's running the show, he knows what he's doing. And everybody can kind of just relax a little bit more when you are in control of yourself and then how you're reacting. So keeping a level-headed, cool, calm, and collected attitude is definitely a big plus, and understand that that's going to happen. There's every event is different, of course. Not every event is going to have that pop up, but expect it or understand that it could potentially be there. So. The next one, you want to be hands-on. When I say this, there are some caterers who have a philosophy, if you will, that once they've outlined the event, they've got their staff that they can kind of just sit back and just step to the side and just let it unfold.
Oh, that's right.
Not a good way to go about it. You need to be, I just want to say, involved. You need to be there. You need to be in the moment. You need to be conscious of what's happening, what's going on. So you can give direction, concrete direction to everyone that is underneath you. You're the one that's there running the show. You have brought this event together, and you need to make sure that everybody is on the same page. But that is where you come in, okay? That's where you need to be kind of in the thick of it, and you need to make sure that you're hands-on. If it happens, you have a cook, a chef that doesn't show up, you might have to go throw an apron on and get back there and start working on it. The whole idea is to present the event to your clients.
Discuss all kinds of that right now.
So if you sold them a certain experience, you sold them a certain menu, you need to be there, and you need to make sure it happens. So, you know, there's always the occasion when you've got a staff, you've got employees who don't show up, or maybe they're late, and that's going to happen. It's just how the world works. But make sure that you could even over-schedule yourself so you have enough people there. So potentially, if you need to just send people home or work them into the next event, at least you've got, you know, if you need 20 people there, you bring on board 25, and, you know, 20 of them show up and 5 of them may not. So make sure that you're hands-on. You've got to be on top.
I have a couple of e-books I wrote about it.
The other thing is be prepared. Now, this is kind of like a no-brainer, you know, just to be organized and to plan ahead and kind of visualize in advance all the aspects of the event that you're throwing is a good idea. Obviously, you need to organize the event. You need to organize the food, the people. That is that's a given.
But
be sure to check that you've got enough staff on hand, that you've got everybody there, the event location is set, ready to go. Make sure you kind of made your checklist and you have everything checked off prior to the event going down or creating the event, making sure that it's all done. And then from that point, when you're there, after you've checked everything off and everything is up and running, then again, like I just mentioned, you got to be involved.
I'm just
hoping
that Edward will get his.
I remember when we first started doing some catering events, that honestly, to be quite honest with you, that was one thing that we kind of lacked in regards to the planning and organization of the events, because it was relatively new to us. It was something we added on to our menu of services at the bakery, at the Italian bakery, because we did sandwiches, we did paninis, we did gelato ice cream. So we had all of these within the retail store, but when you step out into an event and you're not used to outlining and laying out the plan for an event, it's kind of an eye-opener when you realize just how much work goes into them. Now, lastly, this is kind of a no-brainer, kind of an elementary thing, is you got to visit the site. You got to go to the place. You got to understand the ins and outs of where you're doing these events. So, you know, if you're doing something within your restaurant and someone's reserved the restaurant, that's one thing, because you know your restaurant, you know your cafe, you know your bakery, you know everything aspect of it. But when you step out into an event place and you're looking at where it's set up, how it's set up, where are people coming in, where's the food going to be kept? You know, are you warming food up when you get there? Are you preparing food there, or are you making it and bringing it? Look at every aspect of the exits, where they are. Where's the kitchen in regards to the event room or the event hall? Where is all this set up so you know it as well as you possibly can? I would say visit it at least half a dozen times before you actually do it, so you know how many people you have, the tables and where they are, et cetera, et cetera. Because it can be a bit of a challenge when you're going into a separate building, a separate facility that's not yours, okay? And you're wanting to get yourself out there, and you want people to have a really great experience with your catering business. And, you know, the word of mouth can be very powerful. And you want to make sure everything runs smoothly. But in order for you to do that, making sure that the event itself is the rooms and everything is taken care of, and you know it. From every single aspect, every single corner is very important to make it a smooth catered event. Okay.
What's the address again?
250.
I just wanted to cover those five tips. I actually prefer, personally, believe that those are very, very important. Rachel. There's a lot of course, don't get me wrong, a lot of other aspects to getting a catering business up and running. Rachel. And, of course, making it because a successful catering business. Yeah, that is the biggest challenge. But these five things are something you might want to think about. Maybe you're on the fence and you're not just sure just yet about starting your catering business.
I like it.
But keep in mind these five things. And if these five things are something you feel you can control, that you have the ability to do, and you're very strong at organizing, you're very hands-on, you have a level head, you know,
you
all of these aspects, which are really, aside from creating a menu, creating pricing and everything else, this is where it starts from, and it's kind of a characteristic of your personality. So if these five things kind of ring some bells for you, and you kind of can associate with them, well, then that is a good stepping stone to move forward and start in your catering business. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up. As always, I like to keep it short and sweet and definitely to the point. If this has been helpful, please do give me a big thumbs up. If you've got any questions about this, as always, let me know down below. I'd love to interact with my subscribers. If you're not subscribed to my channel, definitely subscribe. I've got videos, podcasts, we have blogs, and we have a lot of resources to help you get your food business up and running. And everything that I talk about is always, again, from experience and, of course, from being in the business for over 30 years now. I'll definitely look forward to seeing you on the next YouTube channel, on my YouTube videos. And you can listen to me on my podcast as well. So I look forward to working with you guys. Take care.